Can you explain in words what it was like to stand in front of your parish and lift an Ulster title there and raise that cup into the air now?
Oh, I was up on my own for long enough, you know. And I was like, I'm not lifting this without the lads up here, like, yeah. And because it's that kind of year, you know. Yeah. It's been a massive effort, and I took Kieran Gillespie up with me, you know. That man's been through hell for the last 3 years with injuries, like, and just a great moment for himself, because no doubt he'd have been on that pitch today giving it his all. And no, I'm not thinking of it by myself being captain, but I say in a few years' time I look back at that moment and cherish it forever, the whole parish under me, and I'd say the parish is fairly empty today.
Yeah. Listen, that was another drive, another added drive for you boys to do this for Kieran today.
Oh, massive, you know. Words can't explain what that man's been through. Like, he's my next door neighbour. I look out my kitchen window and I see his house, you know, like, and that's the way it is. And no, he'd live in my house when he was younger, and I'd live in his house. And no, a special moment, you know, Gillespie. I know the work he puts in to get back to the rehab he'd done the last 2 years, you know, and it's been horrible. And seeing him go down in Carrigan, you know, geez, I was nearly crying thinking of him, like. And no, you know what, he landed around Thursday with the crutches, and every man just said, you know what, we're just going to have to do it for Gillespie. And I think that was a wee added, to get that over the line from the day.
Yeah, he's got over the line, he's took the victory, he's our Ulster champions, and it was a real test today, so it was. That was the hardest one of the year, was it?
Ah, should we do that coming in, you know. Scotstown are a well-experienced team, they've been on the road, that's 5-6 years, like, and they were down in Gideon Mickey's there during the, after they won the Monaghan Championship, and they says our aspirations is an Ulster title. So we knew coming today that this is a long term for them, and we only kind of targeted Ulster this last 6 weeks, because Donegal Champ is so hard to win. But I think the momentum's massive for us, you know, like, we just come into every game, just took it as it comes. And but no, that game's a 1-point game, and rightly so, because they could have won it anyway. And thankfully Rory Began, he dropped one short there, and usually they go over, so I think the luck was with us today.
Yeah, you boys never panicked, you never faltered, even when you were three down. It was about keeping your head, so it was, and that's what you've done.
I went three down, you know, when I kind of looked at the clock and it was only 10 minutes gone. If there was five left, I'd have panicked, you know. But no, I just says, listen, lads, three scores, and I think Owen McNeilis got two quick ones, and I don't know who else got the other one, maybe, don't know who it was, I don't care either. But no, we just threw it back, and then went an extra time. We thought we could have a chance at the end to win it, but we didn't get that chance. But then we just says, lads, we can't leave this behind us. And I suppose that sending off was a massive one, you know, because the way the game planned out, the extra man was always going to make the difference. And we Shane Ferry pop up for the winner, and delighted for him.
Yeah, and that was crucial as well, at the bench played its part, and you had Ryan Kelly in there as well that scored an extra time.
And, as well.
Yeah, and boys that really stepped up to the plate when was needed, and on the biggest stage of them all.
No, we've prided ourselves on the panel all year, you know. The county boys went away for the league, you know, and these lads stepped up for the league, and that's what Michael Boyle's created this year. You know, he's created an environment of competitiveness. Usually the county boys go away and every man knows, actually, they're going to come back in and just take this team. But we were kind of winning games without them, and they started, look, Jesus, the lads are going all right without us, like. And no, I suppose in the back of our heads we knew that the county boys, 5-6 lads, were going to come back into the team, and then it was up to us club players to kind of battle out for them positions. And it's been healthy all year, you know. And wee Shane's been biting my heels all year, and Dara's heels, like. And I'm just delighted for him today. And even Big Peter came in, James Boyle came in, he stuck one over, Conor McCaffrey came in, who else came in, I can't even remember now, James Carroll came in, and even the lads that didn't come in, you know, the likes of Sean Doherty, Sean Boyle, Gavin McBride, like, them lads are crucial to this panel, and any one of them could have come in and done the job, and we're just the panel showed today.
It was bad days in Gador and Mahragallan during championship seasons, and you had to wait a long time to get that Donegal victory and then to do Ulster in the same year. This is huge. So it's been a huge year for the club.
This is my fifth year senior, you know, and we only got out of the group last year, like. And yeah, you know, to lift this championship now for 12 years, Gador's had a lot of cold winters, like. And I suppose someone said to me there, it's 3 weeks, Tuesday is Christmas, but there's no sign of Christmas down in Gador, you know. It's just all football, like, and nobody's thinking of it. And you know, for the old people, like, it can be a lonely time for some old people in November and December time, but the football's kept them going. And we're just later, you know, looking down, looking at all them old people, we can just give them something to cheer about over Christmas.
McNeilis, you're an Ulster champion, you're here celebrating with family, friends and supporters. This is stuff that the dreams are made of.
It's hard to put into words, actually, you know, just seeing everyone here now, like, and it's something we've only dreamed of in the last few years. And you know, to win the Donegal Championship was special enough, but 1-1 Ulster now is just, it's unbelievable. Like, it's hard to put into words, really. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, listen, you need a bit of belief in there. As I said to Darrow O'Boyle, the belief in this squad is phenomenal, and you're making these dreams turn into reality now. And you've always had that belief during the game, even been 3 points down early in the second half, and you've dug deep and you've found a way.
Ah, we did. You know, that's been a good trait of this team over the last year or two. You know, we've keep fighting to the last whistle. You know, we never give in. You know, we went a point or two down there, we knew we were capable of bringing it back, like. And you know, we just kept going at it and going at it, and it was a dogged old game there, and the conditions were rough, but we just kept fighting and fighting. Like, we said at half time, if every man just empties the tank and gives it everything, we'll win this game, and thankfully that's what happened.
They took the bench as well, the boys scoring there in extra time, coming off the bench and playing their part.
Oh, definitely, you know, it's a 21 man game now, you have six subs and you have to use all of them, and you know, we're lucky that we have a 30 man panel, and any man could come in that pitch there and do a job for us. And you know, you have James Carroll coming off the bench there, I think he scored a point, Shane Ferry got the winner there, and you know, it's unbelievable, Washington. Yeah. Just hard to put into words. Like,
well, it's many congratulations. I know you want to go back to your family and friends, so well done again.
Thanks,
Donegal Ashton. Ulster champion. One more word, can you just tackle this All Ireland now as well?
Ah, sure we can. You know, we're not going to go into it and think we can't, and we'll enjoy this week now, and we'll get back and train in a couple of weeks, and you know, we have Cardiff in now in February, so you know, we have a couple of months to get ready for it, so you know, we'll be looking forward to it.